Have you ever pondered what SaaS is, or you already know what it is but have yet to take the time to learn it and put it to use? This podcast is for you, whether you're learning about it for the first time or want to brush up on your knowledge. So, let's start with the basics. What is SaaS? SaaS Syntactically Awesome Stylesheets is a CSS preprocessor that allows you to use variables, mathematical operations, mixins, loops, functions, imports, and other useful features that make CSS programming much more powerful. As Wikipedia suggests, a preprocessor is a program that operates its input data to create output that can be implemented as different input to another program, the web developer and designer. Hampton Catlin proposed SaaS in 2006. Hampton established SaaS to simplify and improve existing CSS syntax, making building and managing stylesheets for complicated websites easier. SaaS can be considered a stylesheet extension language in certain aspects since it extends the conventional CSS features by incorporating the benefits of a basic programming language. As a result, SaaS will compile your code and provide CSS output that a browser can comprehend. Yes, you just read programming language. But it's extremely simple. SaaS will only take you 15 minutes to learn if you are a coder. However, your learning curve will be steeper if you have no prior coding knowledge. After learning CSS using SaaS, you will no longer create CSS from scratch. Since then, SaaS has increased in popularity and is now extensively utilized in web development. SaaS is a CSS extension and a scripting language used to produce CSS. It lets you directly employ programming language capabilities in your stylesheet, providing greater flexibility and speedier development. So, how does it work? SaaS is a CSS preprocessor language that is interpreted. A preprocessor language changes input data to output that another program may utilize as input. It implies that when you execute SaaS code, it converts your code to CSS. A browser will then use the CSS code output directly. As developer Yogesh Chevan said, every CSS file is a SaaS file. You can put your CSS file contents in a SaaS file, and it will work just fine. Why bother with the extra step of converting SaaS to CSS? Because only CSS code can be seen by browsers. So, now that you know how SaaS works and why so many developers adore it, let's look at some of its most appealing features. As you would expect, the way SaaS works implies that there is nothing you can code in SaaS that you couldn't also code in CSS. However, SaaS has a few special characteristics that enable developers to code more rapidly and efficiently. If there's one thing coders despise, it's repeating. Imagine you're building a website with several pages. Naturally, you'd want the many pages to seem and feel related using uniform color schemes and typefaces. You'd have to write the colors and fonts on each page in pure CSS every time. If you desired a different color scheme, you'd have to alter the colors and fonts in your CSS script manually. There is a fantastic solution with SaaS. SaaS lets you create variables to alter later essential values like color, font size, and borders. Instead of retyping changes in CSS, you may change the value of your variable of interest in SaaS. You can use SaaS to declare variables and package groupings of variables known as mixins. For example, if most website pages utilize the same fonts, colors, and border styles, you may construct a mixin that includes all these attributes. In future web pages, you need to call out the mixin rather than remember to call out the font, color, and border value separately. SaaS still saves time when you want to make website elements deviate from the template. Imagine you want a page on your website that appears like the other pages but has something unique, such as a different header. Rather than rebuilding everything from scratch, SaaS allows you to preserve or inherit a mixin's attributes and add individual values as needed. So, when adding attributes to the new header, you can rapidly import the fonts and colors you established in an earlier mixin using SaaS. Now, let's talk syntax. As you learn SaaS, you will undoubtedly come across SCSS, which stands for Sassy CSS. SaaS may be written in two ways, the classic indented syntax or the updated SCSS syntax. Unlike CSS, the original grammar, like Python or Ruby, employs indentation for nesting and offers a visible hierarchy in the code. SCSS, on the other hand, employs CSS syntax with curly brackets to denote nesting. SCSS has the advantage of eliminating the requirement to convert SCSS files to CSS because all SCSS syntax is also acceptable in CSS. It's also easier to master SCSS syntax if you're already familiar with CSS. While SCSS syntax resembles native CSS syntax, both SCSS and the classic SAS syntax may execute the same operations in SAS: variables, mixins, functions, and other things not present in native CSS are supported by both syntax styles. So, should you learn SAS in 2023? Anyone who wants to be a front-end engineer can benefit from studying SAS. Like HTML, CSS, and JavaScript, SAS is a wonderful method to stand out to potential employers. Remember that SAS is, above all, a tool for writing more efficient CSS code. Knowing SAS indicates to hiring managers that you can complete tasks more rapidly and are capable of working on large, complicated web projects. So, what are you waiting for? SAS your way into CSS. Follow us in our upcoming episode if you want to learn more about the world of technology and more about web development. Do you have more tips about the fantastic journey to the tech world? Share with us in the comments.